I don't know what you can do.
Well, you wouldn't say I had to drag it up the stairs, because that's too...
Now you lift it and...
Well, something that emphasizes the...
Steps.
Toughness of the task.
The what?
Something that emphasizes how hard it was to get that TV up the stairs. See, drag is too... Drag doesn't explain how hard it was.
Kind of lift it up and then lift it up again.
Have you ever heard people say lug, like I had to lug it up the stairs?
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like that's what would be. Could be, that's good enough.
Okay. Let's see. What are some other words for girlfriend?
For what?
Girlfriend.
Well, a date,
Okay. Do you happen to know some local celebrations in El Paso that we have every year? Like yearly events, parties, fairs?
Well, we have the Sun Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the parade. And
how about when all the cowboys get together and ride the bulls?
Or the rodeo.
Mm-hmm. And if you like jokes, you have a good sense of...
humor.
Mm-hmm. Women put red stuff on their cheeks. What's that called?
Rouge.
Uh-huh. A guy who dresses up in cowboy clothes, but he's not really a cowboy, what's he called?
He's a...
Some people call him a drugstore cowboy, or some people call him a dude. Have you ever heard people say dude?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Now, people are buried in a place called a...
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony for the person who's died is a...
funeral.
Uh-huh. A person is buried in a box called a...
coffin.
Okay. And people who are dressed in black are in...
mourning.
Mm-hmm. And the spirits that come back to haunt you are called?
Ghosts.
Uh-huh. And ghosts live where? Where do ghosts...
haunted house.
Uh-huh. God's adversary is the...
devil.
Uh-huh. And if I was afraid that I would have bad luck because I broke a mirror, you would say that I was...
crazy. You were... superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any... do you remember any superstitions from your childhood, or...?
It's been a long time.
What are some superstitions that you know?
Well, walking under a ladder...
Mm-hmm.
...be one, and a black cat would be another.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you ever heard any local ghost stories?
No, I really haven't.
I heard one about a wailing woman, but that's the only one I've heard.
I don't know about that.
Not too many ghosts in El Paso. if you're really tired, you are...
fatigued.
Okay. If you're really angry,